The Bogwash Epistles. Epistle number 1. My dear Bogwash, it is indeed an interesting twist of fate that on the eve of being assigned your human, the patient makes a decision to embrace with renewed vigour his dormant childhood faith. It is standard policy here at the training college to assign to our undergraduates, due to their inexperience, those humans who are generally weak in faith. So this recent development is indeed unfortunate. But while you receive the misfortune to be assigned this particular patient, you have also been extremely fortunate to receive me as your tutor. We have been rather short-staffed at the college recently, and as such, I have been told to instruct some of you undergraduates personally. This task is, quite frankly, beneath me. But you and I both know that our father below is unaccustomed to being denied. Regardless, if you follow my expert tutelage, we will swiftly crush your patient's newfound devotion to the enemy. If you do as I say and handle him rightly, we will soon have him returning to his former trajectory, towards our father's house below. In these preliminary stages of temptation, you must concentrate your efforts on coming to understand the patient. What kind of man is he? What are his weaknesses? And more importantly, is he aware of these weaknesses? The less he knows about them, the better. I expect a full report in your next letter. Although this situation is of some concern, we should not panic. Many Catholics have, at some point, renewed the practice of their faith, but ultimately lasted only for but a brief season. Your patient has woken up. It is your job to gently lull him back to sleep. Your affectionate mentor, Professor Slupkop.